Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 8 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. A warm evening across Israel with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. In Haifa, a gentle breeze cools the night, perfect for a stroll outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, Israel believes Iran may be preparing a large-scale coordinated attack involving Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis, and pro-Iranian groups in Iraq. This development was reported earlier this hour. Also, coming in now, the U.S. Central Command has announced an attack on three Iranian oil tankers in response to missile launches at American ships. This was reported by Walla just moments ago. Also this hour, JNS reports Israel's capture of Hamas security chief Moeen al-Arabid in Gaza City. This operation signals a strategic shift, emphasizing Israel's changing approach in the region. Separately, from I-24 News, Iranian media reports earlier today that blasts occurred near Iran's strategic Karg Island. A missile attack reportedly hit a small Iranian oil tanker with no casualties. And finally, in earlier reporting, explosions near Karg Island have been linked to the broader regional tensions. These incidents highlight the ongoing vulnerabilities in the area. From X, the latest. An open-source intelligence analyst, OSIN613, wrote earlier today that the Iranian Foreign Ministry claims U.S. sanctions threaten international law. They argue no country accepts such lawlessness and crude bullying. Aaron David Miller, a senior fellow, shared earlier that a Wall Street Journal story highlights the arrogance and ignorance of great powers. He draws parallels to Putin's actions in Ukraine. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, noted just now that Hakeem Jeffries, a top Democrat, condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism on CNN, emphasizing the importance of addressing such issues publicly. Now for more on those stories, starting with the potential coordinated attack on Israel. According to the Jerusalem Post, Iran is allegedly mobilizing its allies, including Hezbollah and Hamas, for a synchronized strike. This information adds to the already high tensions in the region, with significant implications for Israel's security apparatus and its citizens' safety. Turning to the U.S. military response, Walla reports that American forces targeted Iranian oil tankers after ballistic missiles were launched at their vessels. This strike marks an escalation in the ongoing conflict between the U.S. and Iran, potentially complicating diplomatic efforts in the region. Meanwhile, Israel's arrest of Moeen al-Arabid, reported by JNS, sends a clear message to Hamas. The operation in Gaza City reveals Israel's commitment to countering threats without resorting to full-scale conflict. This move may deter future hostilities, but could also provoke retaliatory actions from Hamas. In a related development, I-24 News notes the missile attack on an Iranian oil tanker near Karg Island. These events, coupled with the reports from Iranian media, underscore the volatile situation in the Gulf. The strategic implications for oil shipments and regional stability are significant, affecting global energy markets. Finally, the broader context of these military developments points to a fragile geopolitical landscape. For civilians in the region, these tensions mean heightened alerts and potential disruptions to daily life. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Israel's water crisis continues as desalination plants remain largely shut. This issue, now 4 days old, affects water supply stability, pressing officials to seek alternative solutions. Separately, Walla Business reveals that Uber plans to lay off 3,300 workers, marking its largest efficiency drive since the pandemic. This move affects the global workforce, including operations linked to Israel. And finally, Globes highlights a boom in defense tech, pushing up Tel Aviv office rents. This sector's growth has revitalized the local office market, providing economic relief amid broader financial challenges. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.